This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, I had to pull a couple of strings to get into the post house where my friend was working kind of after hours. And it's been late nights, but I think it's going to be worth it. And I wanted you guys to come and have just sort of a friends and family screening. But I'm pretty pumped. I don't know that it's better, but I do think it has been a worthy exercise, certainly, just to see what the intention was. And, you know, and just get the kind of original form and put Kevin Spacey back into these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's pure.
Into All the Money. Yeah.
Just getting him back in just to see, yes, were we, yes, right to take him out? I hope we were. You, yes, know what I mean? That's what I'd like to learn.
Yes.
But let's investigate. It's science and it's art, which is exciting.
It goes without saying that I'll be there. I love any friends and family screening at the post house. I love when they drag the chair in for me. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't know necessarily that many people were going to be coming, but they can find a chair. I love sitting in a kind of a kitchen stool in a very small room watching a movie on the computer.
Get it? We'll have it on the computer, and you will, yes, be touching legs with Mark Duplass if that's okay.
Wow.
And he'll give his notes first.
Okay.
Mark goes first.
Okay. Is he gonna... what are we gonna say, like...
Yes.
When the lights go up, when the movie ends and, like, the lights go up, and there's only, like, five of us, and we're just sitting in this little room, we just watched a movie on the computer, we know it's important to you, and we can't just wait.
It's been my whole life for, like, 2 years. Yeah.
And we can't just wait until, like, the comment begins to say something. We have to say something before that. I might say, so awesome.
Huh.
Am I allowed to say that before Mark says anything, or is Mark going to be commenting in that interim period?
I think Mark might try to kind of get... I think what Mark probably will do is kind of like do like a, not quite a sarcastic like bravo, but,
yes,
kind of clap and go and turn to you and get you involved as if you weren't going to say anything nice. Like,
got
come
it.
On.
Yes.
That was,
yes,
really... You, okay, should be really, really proud to
and
me.
And then I could say,
he's like,
wow.
You get in here, Hayes. Yeah.
Wow. So awesome. Congrats,
yeah, you go
dude.
Like, yeah.
I'll definitely say congrats, dude. And then I'll wait my turn for the comments, obviously. But when it does come to me, I'll say, I think it's really close. I love where it's at.
What I would like, and I will get to you in 1 second. What I would like...
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to... Sorry.
...is for you to kind of nervously say, like, yeah, I mean, similar to Mark, I thought that, and then he will stand up and leave.
Wow. Okay. Really? Because I said similar to Mark? Or he's just done?
It's not clear. He's busy.
Okay. He's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
But he will leave, which will be simultaneously a relief and sort of humiliating for unknown reasons.
So
awesome.
You were saying something about you weren't in favor of Hayes's perspective commentary on the Kevin Spacey films.
No, I just think, and by the way, thank you, first of all. Thank you.
Rooting for you, Io.
Seriously.
Thank you.
I'm cheerleading, cheerleading section over here.
Okay.
All right.
The fucking pep squad.
Shaking it around.
Shaking it around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're
for
shaking.
You. Cheering
we're
for you.
We're shaking those pom poms.
Yeah.
Thanks. I guess just as somebody who's close with Mark, just like you are, Sean, and you're not Hayes. I don't
I'm close with Jay. Oh, I guess if I'm close with Jay, then I'm pretty close to Mark. It's only his favorite brother in the entire world.
Oh, you're close with Jay?
Yeah, I'm close with Jay.
So then why wouldn't you call him Lawrence?
That was bumping me as well. I was getting confused. I was like, he keeps saying Jay. Does he think it's because I don't know he's called Lawrence? He knows I know he is.
I call him Jay for you all. When I'm speaking to him, I call him Jeff, as in Jeff who lives at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because
I know.
No, it's just
I'm aware.
I know Jeff who lives at home is funny. That we've covered extensively on this show.
We don't have to do any more. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have to say any more, you know. I know my place.
You were speaking, you had something that you were very excited to say.
Yeah.
I wasn't rooting for you to say it as I always am. Rah, mm-hmm. rah, sis, boom, bah.
Pulling for you. Yeah, fully in Hayes, your corner.
I see you. I see you mm-hmm. in my corner. I hear you.
High
I
kicks.
Thank you.
I'm a cheerleader. I do a high kick. I say, hi-ya!
And I feel it. I feel the breeze mm-hmm. from that. You are mm-hmm. the wind beneath my wings. Mm-hmm. I say thanks. Mm-hmm. I just know, Mark, and I don't know if you're gonna get there. I've been to friends and family screenings with him before. He'll do a wow
as well
before the credits are even done. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he'll give a wow exhale. Mm-hmm. I mean, good luck to
this
you.
This is
obviously.
Something. I mean, this is something, and I borrowed this from him, and I wouldn't be surprised if you did too. Is
oh my
when
God,
during a scene, just very quietly, but not that quietly, he'll go trailer moment.
He literally will.
And it's such a vote of confidence that, you know, the filmmaker, in this case, it would be me,
yeah.
I guess, putting out a trailer for a film released 5 or 6 years ago that
yep.
Kevin Spacey was edited out of.
Yeah. But it's got to come out at some point.
And I would be cutting a new trailer.
Yeah.
And the scene that he's saying trailer moment under doesn't even necessarily have to have Kevin mm-hmm. in it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a Mark comment. That's why it's a Mark mm-hmm. nudge. When you get the nudge as well, uh-oh. Because you know Mark means it. Mm-hmm. It's not a vanity comment.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking. The gears are always turning for M Boy. Sorry, Hayes, you probably got lost. It's one of his nicknames. Mark Duplass. But the gears are always turning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
I didn't get lost. I knew exactly who you were talking
Duplass
about.
In the sauce, right?
Absolutely.
He's
I recognize
in there.
He's always in there.
He's always in
he's
there.
He's always in there.
Yeah, so
I've seen it before. Not... Sorry, I'm freaking out. Sorry.
Go ahead.
He's
no,
a friend,
get it all
I mean,
out. Get
fan.
It all out. Yeah,
I've because... seen it before. We've just got a coffee. We'll be talking, and I'll say stop. He pulls
we may
a
not even use
out.
This. Yeah, yeah. He has a notepad. Yeah.
Weird. Okay, no worries.
We may
He'll
not
write
even
things
use
down.
This.
It's
no,
not
no worries.
Right.
It's yeah. I'm not. I'm, this isn't for the podcast. This is because I'm a fan. This is because I right. am thinking about my fond memories with Mark Duplass, my friend. Take a notepad out. He'll just start writing.
But
he just can't stop.
We are getting a teensy tiny bit off course. We
have a lot of catching up to do, Io.
We
You've been on the show before. There's a lot of stuff that you've been in the news for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually want you to confirm something that
sure.
I would just love to hear. Like hear or from
deny.
You, basically.
Where'd you or read deny? It? Sorry.
Where
Where'd
did
you read
I
it?
Read it? I read it. Yeah. It was online. I forget the exact source. What it said is like it's fine if this isn't true, but like
filmscreenfuckers.com is that what it was?
This was not on filmscreenfuckers. I remember that for sure that it was
yeah. Uh-huh.
Screen watch jack-offs.
This was definitely not on screen. It wasn't in the... Screen watch jack-offs has like bright yellow text on a black background, and I remember that this was not on screen watch jack-offs.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's good. That seems
I don't remember
read.
What it said, what where it, site. Where it was, but I remember what it said, which was, is it true that you have no problem staying humble?
Where did you read that?
Now that you mention it, I believe it was in Elle magazine, the magazine, I guess, for Spanish men. And it said, I mean, if you could like confirm or deny these things, is it true that you're also not a household name in the vein of Michael Che, Chelsea Peretti, or John Mulaney? For one, you're not having burgers with Olivia Budd, but you are a deft master of an extremely particular brand of ironic, almost absurdist humor that plays well on Twitter, and your drawn out gags have landed you at the correction section of BuzzFeed, an accolade in and of itself.
Squish.
I don't know where you...
Can you confirm or deny that?
Sorry, just like off the record, I don't know where you saw that or where you found that, mm-hmm. but you can't...
This is not information that you want. You'd like this to be cut. You don't want this kind of stuff to get out.
Is the issue that you are having burgers with Olivia Munn?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a problem staying humble as well.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
So I think maybe what could be best is... We just, are there any other topics or things? Sorry,
Okay. Yeah, this was going to be the patty, so to speak.
And like,
the Duplass talk would be the bun.
If you don't want to talk about this, we can definitely cut it. But like, just kind of whether or not it's hardly a stretch to call you a burgeoning star.
Sorry,
and whether or not you believe that you can exist in the same conversation as someone like Han. Who wrote this? Kanye West? Or whatever he's calling himself these days?
He's always calling himself Kanye. That's never changed.
Con Diddy.
That's not based on anything.
This guy's changing his name every...
I think you're trying to mix... you're mixing him up with Diddy, maybe, or even... Prince, that's sort of like a different...
Well, it's very easy to mix them up because they're changing their names to each other's names.
If you change your name to someone else's name, then yes, you will get mixed up with that person.
Oh, no, but that's on me.
But now Hayes is suddenly in the wrong. He's ever tried to do is sort of be aware of some people's
really
names.
Hard.
I like you guys.
Good.
Sometimes.
Good.
I even respect you guys.
Bad.
Sometimes, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came to this space, your podcast, mm-hmm. your home. And
this is my house.
Because you both live here.
This is my rumpus room for sure, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know it's your damn rec room. I see the GameCube in the corner.
Rumpus room.
This is where I get my sillies out. Right before I go shoo-shoo. But it's shoo-shoo time, and I read two books, one long one and one fast one, and then I go shoo-shoo. I better have gotten all my sillies out, and that occurs right here in the rumpus room. So I'm here to do that, but unfortunately there's a more serious topic to deal with as well. Hayes, can you zoom in on that particular line of text where Io was discussing her particular brand of absurdist humor?
And this is actually not something that...
I don't think I was discussing my brand.
She has never actually commented on this, and this is what I was actually wanted to bring her on.
This is her...
To kind of address this.
It sounded like her voice.
I came here as a friend.
This is not her voice. This is
I came here as a friend, too. We
this is a
love
party
you.
Report.
We care about
you. So
you
came here as a friend, but you stay here as an enemy?
We are
very
worried about
it's
you.
It's very interesting
it's
to see the behavior.
It's supposed to adversarial. It's supposed to feel uncomfortable when your friends, who care about you, stage an intervention.
There were reports And you can comment on this or not. I don't care, and it's entirely your business. But there were reports that she is a deft master of an extremely particular brand of ironic, almost absurdist humor that plays well on Twitter. And
you can comment on it.
It was almost absurdist. We're crossing the line, and I want to talk to you because I think you're headed down a bad path. Some of the stuff you put online is weird.
Mm-hmm.
You're being weird.
You're being weird.
You're being a little bit weird online.
Yes. Yeah.
Shut up.
You're being
crazy. Shut up, please.
Io?
Is this what you wanted? Did you want me to break?
Well, no, we want you not to be weird.
We want you to be less like this. Because...
Yeah.
So I've written a little letter.
You're being weird and stupid a lot. Yes.
I didn't think the article said stupid. Nobody said I was being stupid. Where'd you hear that?
It was implied.
It does kind of say that you're being
stupid. Well, I think that I'm sorry that I got so heated. I'll say that because I really do, as I said, I know you guys. And so I shouldn't be heated towards people that I know.
Well, this is consistent with what I've read that you are also enviously good at taking the nonlinear path, riding it like a roller coaster rather than forcing a track change.
If that's what you read.
And honestly, that perhaps what's most intriguing about you right now in this moment is that you're not yet a true celebrity. You can giggle at your own relative obscurity and spin it into material. That's what we're seeing right now, in a way.
That's what I'm witnessing firsthand. That aspect, this getting face to face with you and seeing you ride that roller coaster, amazing, but we are at the precipice.
Mm-hmm.
A very dangerous zone right now, and it can go one of two ways. And we want to try to guide you back onto that track. Now, I've written you a letter.
You've written me a letter?
I wrote you a letter. If I can read it now.
I don't know. Can you read it?
I wrote it on the back of a book.
Okay. Is there not already stuff on the back of the book?
There is some other stuff too.
Okay. Just be careful when you're
reading,
I guess.
Some of it's the letter. Some of it's not
the
letter.
It can be really dangerous.
Be careful. I'm like so serious. I don't want you to like get hurt trying to read.
Start reading the book.
Then you'll really regret that.
You end up reading an entire book backwards.
Well, then it's shoo-shoo time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, long one like this, then I'd have to follow it up with a really quick one.
Some quick books?
Yeah.
Some fast
sometimes
books?
You do a really quick book.
What are some fast books you like?
One's got to be very quick. If we're going to do one more book, it's got to be so fast, Io.
And okay? Not short, but
I
fast.
I said it's got to be fast. It's going to help if it's short.
I just wanted to clarify.
Io.
Are you going to... Sorry.
I've been a fan of yours for as long as I can remember. We've shared some laughs. We've shared some fun.
That.
We've even done some pretty memorable podcast episodes. But lately, some of the things you post online are making me feel a way that I don't want to.
What way is that?
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Do you understand what a letter is? There's no...
Please try not to interrupt. And Kevin, you were supposed to mediate this.
Okay.
The content.
Kevin needs to
get this shit under control.
No, Kevin needs to mediate his last name. What the hell is that?
Excuse me?
Kevin has been doing a lot of physical bits this episode. He did go into squish mode earlier. Squish.
Squish.
Shoot it.
Shoot a basketball.
He did, when we talked about track changes, he did a little like kind of swimmy fish
veering motion. Into obscurity.
So,
I went,
yeah.
You're telling me the people who are holding my intervention are behaving in the most absurd and dare I say random of ways.
Okay.
It's
now,
almost,
now
it's
is
almost,
my letter reflected somewhere because some of the stuff
that refreshingly creative is what. As what I'm seeing you all do. So that's interesting.
If I could finish. The way it makes me feel, the way it makes me feel is I'm going, huh? What the F? What is she even? What? Huh? Is this? Okay, that's kind of funny. But wait, why? She's still, there's more of this? Okay. All right. I get that. I don't get that. Huh? What? This is random. This is absurd. This is weird. Io, come home, please. Just be normal with us. Mm-hmm. Remember the one podcast we did that was the first one that went really well? Come on, let's get back to that place. Let's just be normal. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel old when I'm online.
Wow. So your question did get answered.
Yeah, it did but get answered said,
so if you had actually just waited for 1 second.
Well, I don't know how letters
the answer to
I'm
how
young.
It makes him feel is old when he's online.
Yes.
I already said my reasoning. I was born after letters.
Okay. So again, like this is almost confirmation of something I read in the news, which is that alas, you get a kick out of your own embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps you're your own best gag. And up and cover with an as yet uncertain endpoint.
I feel nauseous.
And Hayes is putting his finger directly on the issue.
I feel sick.
And if
do
I
you not, like, do you not see your part in this?
Oh, please.
Cut ahead just a little bit in the same report to claims that that basically your approach is, but hey, if it got a good laugh, why don't you fill in this last line for me?
You want me to fill it in?
Yeah, so you can tell me whether or not this is true. I think maybe you know that what this report said is that your approach is,
hey,
but
if it got a good laugh.
If it got a good laugh, what does it say?
Giddy up.
Giddy up, that's correct.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. If it got a good laugh, giddy up.
Okay.
Let's say I'm watching
so,
that hits a little bit, huh? I'm watching that sort of connect. I think we can push a little bit further on this.
Did you prepare a letter for me?
I prepared another short letter.
You prepared two letters.
I asked Sean instead of me preparing a letter, I asked Sean if he could maybe prepare another one that's
okay,
a little bit shorter.
I'm feeling it's a little just, bit of laziness.
We did
in my
one long letter and
but,
one short letter. And then it's probably going to be shushu type for me.
It seems like it's shushu. It's you're hitting shushu levels.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I don't know why you said giddy up there.
That sorry, is this the letter? Has the letter started?
Wild. Yes. Please.
Is that you moderating, Kevin?
Feel strange.
The letter didn't start. You didn't say when the letter was starting.
This is not a condemnation. It's a celebration of how, despite the pop culture garbage we're forced to wade through every day. Okay, so I've accidentally started reading Patton.
You started reading the book.
On the back of this book. So this is a pull quote by Patton. So he has a quote on here. So that wasn't part of the letter anymore. Hayes, did you write a letter?
No, I asked you to write another little
I did
short
a really
one.
Short one, and then I unfortunately used the same color pen as the quote that Patton has on the back of this.
Yeah.
I do
and part of the reason I didn't write a
am
letter.
I
do want to let you speak primarily because I did read that what you do need is more opportunities and more space to play because you possess a wild imagination and an eagerness to chase it to extremes. And so rather than me write a letter, I want you to be able to chase your wild imagination to extremes such as your eagerness,
mm-hmm.
but not in a way that is being weird, being stupid, being an idiot.
Don't do dumb stuff because it's...
Being dumb, bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not.
Because we
I'm
want
not.
You to have that space to play.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the rumpus room.
I'm aware of that. In fact, I'm keenly aware of it. I'm keenly aware of many things. I'm keenly aware of things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fill in what they are.
Yeah. I mean, for example, that social media meant you could reach anyone instantly with a well-timed post.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I'm keenly aware of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keenly aware of other things.
Well, I want to provide you with the playground. I want you to have the space to play. And so I'd invite you to, in a normal way, get your sillies out on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you two don't realize how big of a part of my sickness you are. Before I moved to LA and got involved in the nonsense brigade.
The nonsense brigade, yeah.
Yeah, that
second,
is...
That's second the
upright
city.
Nonsense.
We call it, it's,
brigade. We call it second okay. city, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, yep, no worries. Mm-hmm. Also another IO, potentially, anyway. Wasn't worth it.
Oh, yeah, okay. It. Okay, okay, wait, okay. 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 Yeah.
In there.
Oh yeah. Okay. No.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a different IO. The nonsense brigade. That's a different IO.
Yes. So that's one for the little earworms. But listen, before I knew you two, I was on the straight and narrow. I was doing good things.
Yeah.
I was keeping my head down.
Yeah. You're being you ever heard of a little being, if not smart, like definitely not stupid.
Thank you.
Why do you think it is so important to me to talk to you about this today? I don't want to see you end up like we did. You don't have to go through what Hayes and I have gone through. Some of the shit we've done online has been so weird and stupid.
Yeah, it's true.
And we've finally come all the way around to being able to do just a normal show like this, where we just be normal and just play. Do we chase our imagination to the extreme?
I'd say yes.
Yes.
And then we chased it all the way back.
We got
to
it all the way
normal?
Back. We folded it up and put it in a little bag. And then we put our head on it at night. We read two books, one long one, then one quick one.
I just like, sorry if you don't
Someone
mind
Someone just
me.
Come
you...
in? Someone get a notification of some kind? I just want to make sure.
I heard it.
My wife's computer is making some noises.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that one before.
These wife computers, I tell you.
Right? And what is it, fellas? What is it with wives?
These wife computers.
And their computers, right?
Nobody told me, so I actually sort of wish the old reverend, he did say a little of what I had to expect. We talked about sickness. We talked about health.
Sickness and health, but nobody said anything about... having your notifications on loud. I don't know, man. Women, it's crazy. But
Kevin, just in even Kevin is again being so physical. He's nodding and all this. Just say yes.
Yeah.
She's like yes, yes,
yes.
Io,
what do you want this to be about? Because I assumed you would like the material, the wife computer material.
I liked that.
That's classic stuff.
I liked that.
That's normal humor. And it's smart. Because people can connect to that. That's real life. They go, my wife's computer's loud too.
Yeah.
Everybody at home is nodding.
It's true. I'm understanding again. I guess I just, okay. Yeah, all right. Fellas, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay.
Trying to watch the big game. All of a sudden, you hear ding-a-ling.
Boom, ding-a-ling. Boom, yes. Boom.
If the boys
are like...
Right in the middle of a touchdown.
Right when the touchdown is happening.
Come
and I love
on.
Her. You know I love my wife, but if this bitch don't turn her
don't
shit
say,
on
don't
vibrate,
please don't call my wife a bitch.
And if this fucking little
No, no, hey, Io, Io, do not do that.
Doesn't. Sorry.
This
sorry,
is
sorry,
what
sorry.
Don't
sorry,
do that.
Sorry.
Don't wear a hat. Don't so when you do low. Our podcast,
what? Like, we're I can't doing wear a hat?
We're doing like a nice show here. Like we the don't like wear a hat. Nice.
Get dressed
okay,
up.
I'll take the hat. It's a nice hat. It's
well,
a new
hat. Don't take
it
off now. Then
it's literally new. The hat's new.
So
it's
you
got
went
two
and
sides.
Bought a hat.
I didn't buy a hat for your
which has a heart on it, the symbol of being sexual. Come on.
That's
don't
not,
do that on this show.
It's not a romantic love, show. It's a friendship show.
That's why I wore the word side.
The
oh
love we
God.
Talk about on the show is a friendship style of
it
love.
It doesn't feel like mm-hmm. it. What if I had an intervention for you guys?
Please. What would you even intervene about?
Well, I wouldn't because I like you. And so I think
yeah,
that you should be able
to
do whatever behavior you want unchecked. Oh, there's nothing to
there's
intervene
nothing
on?
To even intervent about me anymore. Unless you're going to come turn down the volume on my old lady's fucking computer.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come into your house
don't,
and I'll
I
do
think
that.
She'd be pissed at me. Please so don't, then, because if she misses a message, then she'll be upset.
So shut it.
I'm gonna. I did already. Anyway,
all right. Okay,
I'm
good.
Fine, I already have.
Okay, fine then.
Fine, and I have done that.
And I'm happy that you did that. So now I think this is done.
I'm happy that it's over then.
Me as well.
This week on the Pro Version, the boys do a teaser freezer for the movie Deep Water. She is about to have cold tater tot.
Why are you the only man who wants to stay with me?
She put the tiniest piece in her mouth.
It's so cold. I think she doesn't think it's going to be cold when yes. she puts it in her mouth.
Yeah. Oh, that's cold. Yeah, there is a little bit of
I think what's Ooh. Happening before the scene is he went like, hey, I made tater tots. She went, oh, I yeah. love tater tots. Then she puts her mouth in front of him and like doesn't want to fully give away like, oh shit, these are so fucking cold.
And he looks, from her perspective, it looks like he has just taken such a big mouthful of tater
yeah.
tot
yeah.
that
he's
she's like, well, surely
forever.
These aren't cold. But he's yeah. actually trying to reckon with like, wow, these are really cold. And so he's just leaving them in his mouth and he's just kind of letting the juices
he's,
break it all down.
He's prepared to, if confronted, say, or like this way.
Check out the Pro Version, the flagrant ones, Carl calls his cousin, and the video from today's episode with Io at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
What's confusing to me is, like, I'm trying to reconcile this with the fact that I read Revenge of the Nerd, Iowa Debris Breaks Out on Big Mouth. The stand-up and actor is bringing her brand of geeky comedy to the role of Missy and making her work in a host of other projects.
I don't recognize anything about that. Any part of that, I have no...
And I see that you're getting encouraged to be not just stupid, but
I'm
also...
Lost.
You're Duplassed.
I'm lost in the Duplassed.
What? You're being encouraged not to be just stupid, but
I'm
also
Duplassed in
geeky
space.
As well? The geekiness...
I'm Kevin Lostner.
Let me just say, the geekiness is done. That is done.
We've done that.
Yes. And you are done with that.
You have to be finished.
That is over.
I don't know if that's what the hat was about, but let's.
And I'm sorry. And you read Revenge of the Nerds?
I read that Revenge of the Nerd : Iowa Debris Breaks Out on Big Mouth.
Sorry. Okay.
Do you see what happened? And it's you.
I blacked out. This is what you're doing to me. You think you're helping, and you're actually causing me to lose my memory. And what is comedy if not recall? If I am not able to call back to things?
Try to call back to something from earlier in the show. Think about what we've done. It's a pretty good time. We're 35 minutes in. It's
a
pretty good time
spot for
to drill a call back through the uprights if you can.
Ignoring the fact
computer,
that you did just pull back
Duplass
a moment
happened.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it
would have been a good time to do
I
that.
Said
was,
that.
Oh, and Hayes did that.
That was
because
that
I start because I started it.
And that was
you
funny.
You jumped
Hayes
in.
It.
You huh?
Hayes was
you jumped funny. In. Just like Mark Duplass would at a close friends and family screening of Sean's troubled movie. Ding ding ding. Uh-oh, looks like my wife got a notification from her job at www.shitpiss.com.
No, don't.
Do
please,
not say that
say
my wife
works
for www.shitpiss.com.
Do not say she works at
my wife
is at
www.inspired.com.
No, okay. don't come. www.nestywebsite.
I can't remember the exact words, but nesty something jeffoff.com. Film screeners jeffoff.com.
Oh, she was calling back. That's what she was calling back.
That's
to.
Her
wow.
job.
That was so far from.
Wow.
From the time of now. Exactly.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago. And yeah. she kind of remembered that.
Yeah, yeah, didn't connect to like what yeah. I was trying to play off of, really. But I yeah. get the idea, and I like the area for it. It was probably a little too weird of an approach, but I'm done. I've given up on yeah. that.
Why do people keep asking you? In all this news, I see people keep asking you if when you're gonna like break out.
Yeah,
you don't know. Mm. Ask me.
Ask me when she's gonna do it.
Okay, Hayes, when am I going to break out?
As soon as you stop being so stupid, such an idiot.
What the hell?
You listen to one goddamn thing.
I'm not taking that one. John, when am I going to break out?
The fucking first second you listen to one goddamn thing we try to tell you about your Jesus how to manage your career.
Jesus Christ. Kevin?
Smash or pass with this drama, Io.
Well,
you've only got two
and say
choices.
The truth
and you have to say the truth and we know if you're lying. Smash or pass?
Yeah, smash, obviously.
Smash.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
an idiot. I just behave stupid.
Okay. That's lit. Okay, okay. Smash, okay. That's lit. So what do you got going on?
Sorry,
what
someone's
are you promoting?
Chair?
Huh?
Sorry, someone's chair?
Yeah, that's my chair. Can you hear it?
Yeah, that's why I called out the sound.
You ever seen one of these? They're new.
They're not new. They're yeah. It's a fidget spinner. They're quite
they
just they're old.
Started. They're really
this is new. That's new.
They just started.
They're about to be everywhere.
I don't they're think that's new. True. They're not. They're pretty old.
They are new at AF.
Yeah, they're new
I can get
at
you
AF?
One. I can get you one. Yes.
They're new at AF.
They're new at mm-hmm. Abercrombie and Fitch.
At the new and,
I
at,
can get you
at
one.
Symbol AF.
At Abercrombie and Fitch. One.
Yeah, at Abercrombie and Fitch. I hang out there a lot because I heard a rumor that if they think you're good looking, they'll come over to you and ask you if you want a job there because mm-hmm. they think you're attractive. Mm-hmm. And I just hang out there all
yeah.
day.
I try to shop there and look at the clothes in like a cool way that they'll be like, hey, do you like this is crazy, but like, would you like to work here?
I get so dressed up, but I spend the yeah. whole day there. And I go to all different ones all over the country.
I buy a bunch of clothes there, and then I come out of the dressing room, and I keep shopping there with the clothes that I just bought.
You can do this with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're inventing all kinds of new stuff you can do with it as well, in addition to...
Yes. When it comes out, then there's no end to the innovations that will occur.
I guess I can appreciate that. And I think I can appreciate what you guys have tried to do for me,
mm-hmm.
even though...
Cheer you on. Support you.
Support me, cheerleader.
No matter what.
We remember that.
Doing stuff that's not good.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting. Because, like, you guys, you know, you're podcasting in podcast golden age, some would say, maybe LA Weekly in 2014, mm-hmm. With some of our generation's funniest personalities offering up thousands of hours of free content weekly. Mm-hmm. You're doing things like constantly stifling your own laughter. With a default format
so
in an interview
what?
Show that doesn't involve
what's
much
your,
preparation.
Can we get to the point, please? Is there a point to this? Did you
anywhere
or did
in
you
sight?
Use your famously stupid recall to forget what the point even was by the time you even started talking. Which was so interesting because I actually heard about you on the news that Iowa Debris Big Bounce New Missy is just getting started.
Interesting.
Real ones already know you. If you're someone who finds yourself on Twitter for longer than 10 minutes at a time or at the Bell House in Brooklyn during pre-pandemic times, it's likely you've seen the comedian's name or at least a handful of her viral tweets.
You guys are really inhabiting some blowhards right now. You're inhabiting some blowhards. Maybe for the purpose of lampooning them. I don't know. It's hard to tell. But I would definitely say that the satire of social climbing, backstabbing, and self-satisfied film industry personalities, it's not starting to feel like satire. Don't look up.
Don't look up.
Don't look up.
Even to be mentioned in the same breath, Io. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Best picture nominee. Mm-hmm. And do not talk to me about Spider-Man, please. I will not get in the middle of this. I love both things. I love my friend Spider-Man. And of course, I love to Don't Look Up. They're both equally important in my life. And now the media wants me to pick a side in a war between my two best friends, the Don't Look Up, Please, and the Spider-Man. I'm sorry. I'll sit this one out. The fake drama. A pass.
Pass.
Don't smash.
Pass.
Come on.
Non-smash moment.
My dog has a name that he calls the Sex and the City reboot, and I wonder if you'd like to hear it.
Okay. I could hear part of it. Okay.
I'd hear, if Hayes hears the front half, I would hear the back half.
Okay.
Do you know what it is called?
Yes.
And just like that.
Yeah. He calls it, and that just happened.
Is that like a satirical name, or do you think that he's just getting it wrong? Or is that
I believe he's getting it wrong. He's
okay.
No, it's not meant to be a joke. He just will bring up the show, and he'll be like, he'll say, I feel like I'm on, and that just happened, or something. And then.
Okay. Like in reference to like what's something that happened.
He saw a Peloton ad.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah.
I guess I was doing a podcast, which they're doing on that show.
Sure.
That's okay. True.
Did you see Comedy Bang Bang poster in the podcast background? I screamed.
And so you're the people trying to help me?
They have Comedy Bang Bang on, and that just happened. They actually have that in that same world.
Buddy, you were in the show.
That means I'm in it.
You're in the show.
You're in the universe.
I'm in the show right now. If they have Comedy Bang Bang, then I'm in that show.
You're like over Shay Diaz's shoulder.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did that. Be in that show.
And you're that fully just happened.
In. You're fully in, and that's a thing.
I am fully.
So that's a thing.
I am.
And I made a
I'm
thing.
Actually in, and what about that?
You just did a thing.
I'm in,
and Catch Me Outside. How about that?
I can't believe I got to be in. I See What You Did That.
Io, do you think it would be bad if Alexa could read our minds? Good or bad if Alexa could actually
smash
read our
pass.
Minds?
Pass. Smash or pass.
Pass.
Pass. Smash or pass.
Pass. Alexa,
I think that's wise. I think that's wise.
I think that's wise.
At first, it seems fun, but there's all these unintended consequences that you don't consider until you
really
walk
don't
through.
Think about it. No, that's so
yeah,
true.
Yeah, half dozen
that's
scenarios.
So true. Yeah, probably like 13 or 14, even I would say. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's which is more lot. Than a half dozen. I'm realizing
No, it's a lot. It's more scenarios than you even think you would need to drive the point home.
Yeah, that's good though.
Some of them seem like double beats.
But they're not. They're
each with their own nuance.
Yeah, they got their own juju.
I think it would be bad.
And
pass on
and
that.
And the question, I mean, like sometimes seems to be, what if Alexa could read our minds and decided to share with everyone,
everyone,
what our minds said. Not, yeah. And sometimes it's not even about reading our minds so much as just like telling the truth about something in the world.
Well, you know, it's so like, funny. We as human beings, I think we, sorry, just as human beings, you know, we
please
don't
take me there. Keep this in like the 25 to 75%
as much. And range. Sorry, what? Keep yeah, this, no, I'm good.
You're so, it's so good for me right now.
Yes,
we don't really connect there. With each other anymore. So much of our inner lives is on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if Alexa shared your most personal thoughts and searches with strangers? Like if you went to a website that was really gross, maybe.
What a great example.
This feels
example.
Like it's going to be the same. Is this maybe the same callback again? That you-
yeah.
No. But if you, sorry, no, just if you.
Well, what if Alexa also was operating your appliances?
Yeah,
pulling up songs
that
expressed, you know, similar ideas to what you were thinking.
Pulling up.
Was sometimes
YouTube
just
videos.
Saying something
like Hollywood Handbook introduces Bosch star Titus Welliver to Bosch the dog at Vulture Festival, stuff like that.
Okay.
What?
That's just, are you just talking about something that, like, just an example of us being online? It's just like a like something of ours that's online. I don't understand.
It's online.
I don't understand how that connects to what we're talking about, which is whether we would smash or pass on Alexa reading our minds.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. I can see how I got that one wrong.
What you're,
yeah, what's up?
You're almost now being so normal that it's like, even more fucked up. And
I'm wondering if we go back to the weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing that I may have misunderstood the job in today's modern society.
No. Because listen, if anything, you would get it. You're blonde and blue blooded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the
shoes. Don't forget the shoes thing.
They're fresh white Converse sneakers.
I wear fresh white Converse sneakers. And
compared to
Sean's
dirty white
Fred
running shoes with must brown hair.
And yet we make it work, don't we?
Who stinks like a little boy, I think.
Can you believe two completely different kinds of guy?
Yeah, one has fresh white Converse and was an erstwhile Jeopardy contestant who's never taken an improv class, and the other has dirty white running shoes, must brown hair, and stink like a little boy. No
S. And lives in improv class.
I appreciate the specification that I was an erstwhile Jeopardy contestant at the time, that I wasn't currently being a Jeopardy contestant at the time that I was like being featured in this article.
No.
Just helps me mark it in time that it wasn't like while
it was 50, it was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
It was erstwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You guys talked me off a ledge. I don't feel crazy.
The
I don't feel like being
to your imagination. Yeah.
I want to be a proper comedian. I want to be a philosopher, a therapist, a mind reader, a spelunker of minds. I want to be the architect of nightmares. I want to be the vampire of society.
You want to be essentially the Merovingian.
But are you a tour guide as well?
I am. And I take you on the Serengeti that is my wild mind and also the sick plane of society's illnesses, which is, you know, I'm a doctor in that way, too.
Yeah.
I perform surgery on society's cancers.
They did surgery on a damn grape. Bite.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.